You're listening to KCRW. This is Morning Edition. Many of us in Southern California are working from home for the fourth week in a row now. So, are you getting all you can out of your home office or makeshift office? Or are there some simple steps you could take to make your home work for you? For some answers, we turn to an expert at solving these kinds of domestic challenges, LA interior designer Kelly Wurstler. She's designed a string of boutique hotels, restaurants, and homes, among them the Avalon, the Viceroy, and the Proper. Now she's teaching an online masterclass on interior design with ideas for making small spaces larger, dark spaces lighter, and for showering space with your own personality. Frances Anderton of KCRW's Design and Architecture Desk recently caught up with Wurstler to get some tips.
I've had Zoom meetings where somebody's in a gorgeous room, there's a beautiful piece of art behind them, there's a sconce on the wall, and it's like, looks super tight, and they're well presented, and it's just like, wow. I've been on other Zoom meetings where there is a dead plant in the corner, the lighting is bad, been on another one where there's like dirty dishes in the background, and presentation is everything. And your home tells the story about you.
So let's take some of the themes that you address in the classes. For example, color. You've observed over time that a lot of people are nervous of color.
Yes, and I've seen that in all of the Zoom meetings that I'm doing, 95% of people have white walls. And it's so true. People are frightened of color.
And why should they not be frightened of color?
Because color really evokes emotion. And when I say color, color can be that perfect shade of white. It can be that perfect shade of gray or black. And it also can be citron yellow, a Bristol blue, and a mint green. Color evokes emotion. And I say living without color is like living without love. I mean, it's so important.
So if I'm one of those people that's in one of your Zoom meetings and I have a white interior and I'm kind of sick of this white, what would you recommend I do?
Well, you can order a quart of paint and experiment. Get three different colors and paint it on the wall and see and let it dry and look at it at different times of the day. And then maybe commit to one of those and paint one wall. And sometimes that's all it takes. Just one wall, and it completely transforms your space. It gives your space dimension.
Let's talk about light.
Well, I like firsthand have experienced it is like I'll sit in a, I work in different rooms in my home, and I'll sit in one chair and I'll turn the Zoom meeting on and I'll just say, oh my God, I'm completely moving to another chair because the light, it just can make or break the way you look. So it's great to be in an environment where there's a lot of natural light because natural light is everyone's, you know, best friends. So you could be having the light actually facing your face and it just creates balance and really beautiful light. If you're doing something at night, really being cognizant, no downlighting, that is deadly. Nobody wants a downlight on their head. I'm sure you've been in an elevator and that is like really not a great look.
Now, you mentioned chairs, switching chairs. Okay, so this is something else that's happening with shelter in place. We don't have that ergonomic office chair, and we might actually be feeling a bit achy from sitting on the sofa, being on the laptop for 3 weeks. What would you recommend as a quick fix furniture-wise?
I recommend working at a table in a comfortable chair is having a back that is high enough to support your back. You do not need to have these like office chairs. I really don't like those anyway. I prefer a sexier chair, and there's so many options. And just we're all nomads. We all work from our computer. You can transfer your desk, go to another room, work on a sofa. I mean, work from bed. I mean, how amazing is that? And really just having everything that you need, a small table that you can have your water, your phone, because being efficient and being functional is really just as important as a beautiful room.
That was Kelly Wurstler, who's now teaching an online interior design masterclass, speaking with KCRW's Frances Anderton. By the way, Kelly says if you're regretting your open floor plan right now, there are some options like plants, shelves, or screens to partition large rooms. You're listening to KCRW.